Britons are struggling with the issue of faith in the workplace. Two British women, one an airline employee and the other a nurse, were suspended or barred from doing their jobs because they wore crucifixes at work. Now the two are taking their case to the European Court of Human Rights. To find out how this debate is playing out in the UK, we called Lucy Calloway. She's a columnist for the Financial Times, and she joined us from London. Lucy, good to talk to you again.
Hello.
In the U.S., wearing a cross on the end of a chain or a crucifix or any symbol of religious belief is rather common. So what was or what is the logic of the employers, in this case British Airways and the National Health Service, and now the government, which backs them, in deciding that people cannot display a tiny crucifix on a chain at work?
Well, it's against the uniform policy. I mean, the uniform policy in both cases said no visible jewellery, and a crucifix is a piece of visible jewellery, and they were told they couldn't wear it. They both replied that this was a part of their religious faith, and so in preventing them from wearing it, they were being prevented from practising their religion. What then happens is complicated, because the argument is then made quite reasonably that if you're a Christian, you don't have to wear a crucifix. That's a matter of personal choice. It's not as if you're a Muslim, in which case you do need to wear the scarf, or if you're a Sikh, you need to wear the turban. So British Airways argued that it was perfectly voluntary whether or not you wore the cross, but their uniform wasn't voluntary, and if you were a member of staff, you needed to follow it.
But in general, do employees there in the UK not wear crosses or other indications of their faith at work?
I think it's much less common than in the US. And what you also have is lots of people, sort of groovy young teenagers, they might wear sort of aggressive looking crosses without being religious. They just wear it because they think it's funky. So the simple fact that you're wearing a cross doesn't necessarily mean that you're a sincere Christian.
What are average people saying about this?
I mean, I think almost everybody sensible is behind these two women. Who can say that any harm is being done whatsoever by these women? The UK was originally a Christian country. I think people feel that it's quite outrageous as a simple practical matter that they weren't allowed to wear these small, inoffensive crucifixes.
What if British Airways, though, said it's not about her religion, it's still about the jewellery?
Well, I think that's what they were saying, that this contravened their policy and therefore wasn't allowed. But I mean, I think that more sensible companies have rules and then police them intelligently. I think that, you know, it's perfectly plausible that they could turn a blind eye to someone wearing a small cross that's completely inoffensive, and not turn a blind eye if someone comes in with a massive, great bling crucifix that's sort of practically concussing passengers as they hand them their drinks. They could very sensibly say that that was another matter altogether.
What happens now? The two women have gone to the European Court of Human Rights. Is it likely that they'll prevail in that court? And if they were to, what effect might it have on the ruling there in Britain?
Well, I mean, I don't really know, but I think it's not likely that they will win. At any rate, the British government has weighed in against them, pointing out again that the simple fact of being a Christian does not require you to wear the crucifix. So, you know, that's quite a clear sway.
Lucy Calloway is a columnist with the Financial Times, speaking to us from London. Thanks very much.
Thank you.